The Golden Hand. Jeffrey Gibbons was a millionaire, but he lived a frugal life. He drove a 15-year-old car, repaired his own clothes, and never went away on holiday. The only thing he was interested in was money. Jeffrey's fascination with money began at an early age. His father had set up a furniture-making business that soon became a multi-million pound company. When his father passed away, Jeffrey took over the family business. However, things hadn't been going so well recently. Jeffrey's firm produced high-quality, handmade furniture for top prices. But there was a new competitor in the market, offering factory-made products for very little. Jeffrey, 57, needed finance for a new automated factory so he could compete. But he refused to go to the banks, as they charged such high interest rates. So, he'd been investing reserve funds from his firm in the stock market. But his investments hadn't been doing well. In fact, he was heavily in debt. But one day, his luck seemed to change. Normally, he never noticed any of his neighbors. But when an attractive woman moved into the area, he immediately took interest. Conveniently, he would run into her on the street and they would talk. One thing he noticed about her was that she always wore gloves. One evening, he was driving home in the rain when he saw her. "Can I give you a lift?" he asked.
"Yes, please,"
she said, pleased to get out of the rain. "Well, climb in then," he said, as he opened the car door for her. As she was getting in, he noticed her hand under the glove. It was golden. He asked her about it. She explained that as a child, she'd lost her hand in an accident, and her father paid for it to be replaced by one made of pure gold. Gold, the man thought. Now this is interesting. Overcome with greed, he could think of nothing else but possessing that golden hand. So he began pursuing her. He flirted and flattered her in every way he could think of. Eventually, she fell in love, and within a month they were married. But within another month, she was dead. Jeffrey had been poisoning her a little bit every day. No one suspected murder. She was buried, but without her golden hand. On the night of the funeral, Jeffrey placed the golden hand under his pillow and went to sleep. But at around 2 a.m. he woke up. There was a storm. Branches from a tree were banging against the window. The shutters were rattling and the wind was whistling down the chimney. All of a sudden, there was a low moaning sound. Jeffrey sat up. To his horror, the bedroom door handle started to move and the door opened very slowly. Seconds later, a ghostly figure walked in. It was his dead wife.
"Give me back my golden hand,"
she said as she glided towards him.
"Give me back my golden hand."
Jeffrey tried to speak, but he couldn't. The phantom moved closer.
"Give me back my golden hand,"
she howled. And as she was getting closer, the golden hand that was under his pillow slowly slithered up to Jeffrey's neck and began to strangle him. Within seconds, Jeffrey was dead.